Time to make the donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'.
He would like your address. He would like to write to you.
From prison.
From prison.
I would like to write you an old-fashioned hard copy letter to your home. Hello, Vicky. How is your vagina?
There's a place I know. Come along with me.
Just break some laws and you get in free.
Three hops in a cot.
An orange jumpsuit.
Your name's a number.
Night that a who.
Throw out that list of things to do.
They's got plans for you.
Let's go to prison.
That's right. It's literally just me. Vicky's 10:01 in the peas, having a peas. Thank you, everybody. You guys are unbelievable. You are the wind beneath my wings. Now, Rick, can you talk on the mic? Who's your special guest, Rick?
That is a very important person.
Who is this very important person?
She's the one that runs the station.
Oh, you run the station?
Yes, actually the building by itself.
She runs the building, the entire building. Oh, yes. Good. Well, that's I'm sure there's no fraternization there then.
Absolutely not.
No, you keep it professional,
of
strictly
course.
Professional, strictly business.
I mean, we are business people, very professional.
All right, you bastard, you slippery little rascal. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, Vicky, all right,
hello.
So last hour, it was very nice of them to come in. I thought they were very interesting.
Yeah, they're great, right? That time was going by so fucking quick.
I do think that, I really have always thought that is so fucking fascinating about film. I watched Django Unchained on a plane, which is the dumbest move you can pull because, you know, like if you watch, like I watch Breaking Bad basically on a plane too. Like, if I gotta go a lot. That sounds like one of those commercials for like a pee drug. I found myself going all the time. I was getting up 3 or 4 times in the night to go. My wife kept looking at me being like, honey, why are you going again? I'd be like, fucking bitch, I can't stop going. But like I'll watch these things. And sometimes the shit that is going on your computer screen is so fucking crazy and you're just trying to watch it, but you are sitting next to people who probably haven't consented to seeing people get, you know, their heads shot off or their faces smashed in by a foot.
Very violent.
Yeah,
very violent.
So you'll
film.
Just be sitting there like a pervert. But then by the same token, there are literally guys who will look at not only porn on planes, they'll still buy porn and look at it on planes. Like
that,
they'll still buy
I've
porn
never been next to that.
At the shop.
Yay!
And the kids love it. But you'll still, they'll buy like fucking porn and look at porn.
Have you ever sat next to someone doing that?
No, but I have sat next to a guy who was looking, like, was definitely looking at some weird sexual-ish pictures on his computer. Like, I won't even talk on my fucking phone in front of people. Like, if I'm at the grocery store and someone calls me, I'll be like, let me call you back because I'm embarrassed by it. And then there's people who will literally just sit on planes and just getting hard-ons looking at... Anyway, what was I talking about? Drugs, right?
Drugs.
Oh,
gee, look who just wanders in.
Jesus, it's like the 200th all over again.
Stroll it in.
Our guest just walked in, and God damn, there's a new sheriff in town. He is not having it. Well, I mean, we may as well, Vicky.
Yeah, well, you know him. He comes
you
on
love
often.
Him.
You love him.
Does hey,
he
how
love
are
us?
You?
We don't know. We can't tell, but he keeps coming back for some reason. Dave Anthony.
Dave does love us. Look at Dave. Oh, come on. You don't want to get emotional?
Not a love face.
And by the way, Dave, you can only drink half that. Yeah, half that. We got to save half of that.
What?
Yeah, that water bottle you're about to have. Yeah, I know. I understand what you're thinking, but I'm serious. We have to save half. Times are tough. I understand. It's a small amount.
It's very small.
It's a very small amount, but just if that's fine. Oh. That's fine. That's what the last guy did to that exact bottle. That's fine.
We only let him have a sip.
Dave Anthony, how are you, Dave?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Are you able to run this show without Sam?
We're gonna find out.
Have you done it? Have you done it before?
Did it the last hour?
And how did it go?
It was good. I've done it before, and the first couple times I was really bad at it.
Well, because this show is usually people blathering nonsense and one guy going, "Hold on, hold on, hold on." Let me say something. No, just everyone shut up for a minute. That's what the show usually is. And then he says something boring.
So, wait, Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, Now, you, I mean, I would say the 200th episode is a good example of what you're talking about, but that isn't every
all,
show.
That's all episodes.
Is that every show?
That's all episodes.
Because I don't, I did listen to the 200th, though.
You did? Did
and
you listen
did
to the beginning?
The beginning was great. You did a great job.
Do you, you don't listen to the shows?
I don't. Is that weird?
No, I think it's like most of America.
God damn it.
It's too easy.
He listened to one
episode.
Do you listen to yours?
Do you listen to Walk Into the Room?
No.
Yeah.
Well, don't you edit it?
Not anymore.
Oh, really?
But you didn't
cast that off.
But do you really not? You really not?
I used to.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
I listened to a couple, and I used to, I think, listen to the naughty shows, but I don't. This is what
You're not emotionally attached to it anymore.
You're not?
No, you're not.
I am still very emotionally
attached. More than ever. More than ever.
I'm in love with the show. Especially right now, tonight. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I mean, when do you think that you'll, like, graduate to a better podcast?
Well,
fucking
I mean,
dare you.
You know, there's some.
First of all, you're referencing him a lot on your show, and
Dave,
I hear it.
Dave, have you seen Van Wilder?
Are you in that?
No. But it's about a guy who sticks around at college forever and basically gets his own golf cart. And that's what I feel like, you know, you're saying, when am I going to graduate? I don't think I need to graduate. I'm Van Wilder. I have my own golf cart. Tara Reid wants to interview me for the school paper.
You have a good career going on outside of here.
I do. Sure.
Dave, we didn't want him to, we don't want to point that out to him.
No, Vicky. Dave's bringing up some great points. As a matter of fact, Dave, you've just earned that whole water. That's all
yeah,
you now, baby.
Baby.
You get the whole thing.
Full water.
That is I think one of the things that people really appreciate when they come here to Playboy Radio is that you get the quarter water bottle Nestle water. So,
well, I mean, look, you save so much money when you're a corporation. By buying the $3 case of water instead of the $4 case of water.
It's true. There's a huge difference.
And then people just end up drinking more of these little tiny bottles.
And those.
And then you actually end up losing money.
Yeah. And then we put those into the ocean.
Yep.
And then I forget the rest of the plan.
Oh, no. Then
I
everything. Eventually the ocean catches on fire.
Right. That's going to be hilarious. That's going to be like Waterworld when we get to drink our piss. Right? No.
Well, no. You can drink my piss now. You don't have to wait for the world to be covered in water.
Is that how I graduate?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
This episode ends with me pissing on your face.
In my mouth is what I was. That's
well,
what
I'm gonna get it all over the place.
That won't even be the craziest thing that's ever happened. That or the grossest.
Well, Jesus Christ, what happened here last week? Was it last week? Weeks ago?
Okay, I just. Well,
it was 2 weeks ago.
I want a recap of that through your eyes. That's pretty much what I want.
Some
I mean.
Chicks came in and they were weird and they took off their clothes.
But, all right. So on the whole, what would you rate the 200th episode? I think Vicky's very curious to get your take on what was happening because it was fucking nuts. It was really got crazy. And what I was saying last week was the best part. Well, there were a lot of great moments, but the fact that the one girl was terrified of clowns and there was a clown here.
That
was
pretty
like
great.
The stars aligned.
That was pretty great. Legitimately, she couldn't turn around. Terrified. So she's putting her face in a guy's lap, which is what you do when you're a porn star. If you're scared, you rub your face into a man's
junk. It's
like
the covers when you're a kid, yeah.
That's your safety zone.
Oh, my God. And then you just start sucking a dick. I want to talk to that guy. What is his name? Sorry.
I want to say Sydney.
Sydney. Was I want to.
That's not a man's name.
He's got something going on. He's like a Mortal Kombat character or something. There's more to him than meets the eye. Because he's got the two sisters, and then he's got.
Yeah. Peyton Sinclair, right?
Yeah.
Was with them.
Yeah.
She's the one afraid of clowns.
Yep.
Which we didn't know. That was just a happy accident.
It was a great accident.
So, Dave, you rate the 200th on an A to F scale.
Right.
What would
a letter
you give
grade.
It?
Oh, I got to give it a letter?
Yeah.
C.
Okay, that's pretty good
all right,
for Dave,
all right,
I'd say.
I mean, I'll take that.
I think you're one of the few people, I think, that when you come, like, because I know Sam loves you, but you fill him with anxiety. And it's like, you have him under you, like, it's like watching, like, you really have... He wants you to love his show.
I know.
And then there's almost this inherent battle of, like, even if Dave likes the show, Dave will never like the show.
No. Are you kidding me?
Because it just gets
in
Sam's head.
Anything.
I talked to him afterwards, and it's all like, yeah, I thought it went really good. It was great. And what did Dave say?
It's true. You think Dave had fun?
Like, I wouldn't dare ask him, Sam.
Sam's got to be like, well, if Dave fucking hates it, why will Dave come on? Why does Dave come on? He hates it so much, and Dave will come on.
I don't hate it. I wouldn't come if
I
hated it.
I know, but
he just doesn't get it. He doesn't understand how much I'm fucking with him.
Right.
And he probably won't listen to this, so he'll still
know. There's no way he'll listen to this.
No way, right?
No way.
Oh, probably no, because he's not on it.
Yeah, he'll
listens to everyone.
Oh, if he's on, he listens?
Oh, yeah.
But if he's not on, he's like, what's the point?
He does, like, between this and Punch Drunk, that's like 4 hours per week of podcasts. I'm pretty sure he listens to all of it.
Really?
Will he listen in his own absence? I'm guessing no.
Wow.
I think that's the way
he's
it goes.
In Seattle. Is he in Seattle tonight? Is that what he's doing? He's doing a show in Seattle.
Dave, you would have died. You would have, because we're doing the LA Pod Fest, Sam wanted to have a meeting. So first of all, we have a little bit of time, right?
Yeah.
But so we were like, yeah, okay. So he was like, well, where should we meet? And we were like, I don't know. And he wanted to meet somewhere good. So we went to Subway. And and we were in a Subway, and we're
well,
in there.
They, I mean, they do pizza now.
They
so.
Do pizza as well. Yeah. They have flatbread pizzas there now too. And we had, how long was our meeting? About 20 minutes, 25, however long it takes to eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
And
what you guys talk about?
You know, not really the Podfest. We don't have any ideas for that. But I will say that that flatbread pizza is really good.
Right.
And that's
I got the cookies. They were amazing. I didn't want to commit to a sandwich because I didn't think the meeting would be that long.
And that's what we were saying. We said, Vicky, this is like the pod. This is like Podfest. We can't have you ordering cookies at Podfest. We need you having a sandwich.
Did you guys drive somewhere to have this meeting?
Well,
Sam
Gareth
and I
did. About a block and a half. Yeah. And Vicky and I drove about a half hour. Actually, what was funny was when I got to the Subway, I was like, that motherfucker, he lives right down the front. He was like, yeah, what about Subway there? Everybody likes that Subway.
The one right next to my house is really good.
I just Googled Subway near me.
You know what the best Subway is? The one next to my house.
Yeah, that's the best one. It's the hardest to park in.
The corner of Highland and Franklin isn't that busy.
Yeah, no,
holy
you're not.
Shit.
Pull into a strip mall at the Starbucks there.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
With four spots.
And the amount of homeless, the amount of homeless people in that parking lot is crazy.
No, it's heavy.
They were just making friends with us like they were a part of the meeting.
At this point, the homeless, like, they're like Deadwood. The parking lot's like Deadwood. There's just like multiple freaks that you're just like, just don't make eye contact. I just want to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's a terrible parking lot.
Yeah.
It's a terrible place.
Anyway, we have a lot of good stuff planned for the Podfest based on our meeting.
Oh, it sounds great.
I'm sure you're pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
What's on the agenda today, Gareth?
Oh, on this one? Well, actually, this is just a grocery list, but...
You wrote down notes for the show tonight?
Dave?
How come there are no...
Don't you triply me, you son of a bitch.
Who was in here the first hour?
We had people who do a podcast about movie soundtracks and movie scores.
Tom Hensley...
Oh, is it called Snores?
No.
It's called Score Boredom.
It's called Score Boredom.
They, so what is there to say about scores I mean, they found a niche.
There's a lot
they
to say.
They did,
Did you know that Danny Elfman was in a band? Well, I guess
basically, everyone stopped listening at this point because they had to sit through.
Dave, that's insulting. Nobody
Hensley,
was listening to begin with.
He doesn't have a podcast about soundtracks.
You think Hensley Kid doesn't bring listeners into this show?
No, he brought it.
So what? What do they talk about on the show? Do they go, "Hey, have you heard the soundtrack? There's what movies are out this week? Have you heard the Frozen soundtrack?"
I just want to let.
Does it happen like that?
And I then need they go, you to yeah, know that Dave really... and Tom are friends, and that he's not just shitting on a stranger.
Yeah, he's my friend. Yeah, there's some really good music on the Frozen soundtrack. Okay, cool. What other movies have you seen this week? Oh. I saw the Lego movie.
You know the movie
that
kids
came
movies?
Up. Oh, that came up.
You know why? Great soundtrack. Oh, it has music. Look, I used to work when I was in college. I worked in a.
I think he's shifting gears on us.
I worked in an auto parts delivery place. Right, I was a delivery guy at an auto parts store.
All right.
And this guy goes, I clicked. He's an older guy. He's like 40. He goes, I click video games. I'm a video game guy. I go, oh, what do you like to play? He goes, no, I don't like to play. I just I get him for the soundtracks. And I started laughing. And he's like,
as you should.
And he goes, what's so funny? Uh-oh. And I was like, what? I guess nothing. I didn't realize how fucking stupid you were. He just bought the video games for the soundtracks.
What does that even
I don't know, but it's
mean?
The same thing as the goddamn podcast we just had on here.
You son of a bitch, you shanghaied me. Shanghaied me right into that. I was like, yeah, that is the dumbest. Oh, no! My new friends. I've hurt my new friends.
No, I like them.
That is such a... I don't even understand what that means, that he used to listen to them for the
right?
soundtrack.
No, what are you
what
supposed to...
Bit music?
Yeah, we're not even talking when they were like...
No.
It really was that.
No, it was... Yeah,
he liked when Mario Brothers went underground and it was... He's like, oh, this is my jam right here. Dark shit. As you check and the door's locked, you're like, cool, man.
Oh, there we go.
Alrighty.
That's totally it.
Hey, cool. That is awesome. Anyway, I should roll.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
How come you got a Perrier and I just got shitty water?
Oh, God. And you know, the thing is, I have so much of it. I just am like, I'm swimming in it over here.
Wait, but this is done. Where's your, don't you guys have an intern?
Oh, we have a few.
They did not come tonight, Dave.
Yeah.
Think of that.
Oh, what about the girl? Was the girl here last week who showed her boobs?
Yeah, she
is. She still coming back?
Yeah.
She's coming back. Yeah, she. You know, I think
because things get awkward after that.
Yeah, it is a little bit like an office party on the air in a way.
Yep, yep, yep.
And it definitely got fucking crazy.
I love you. Have the best husband.
I know.
Oh, he almost
Thank
threw
you.
It.
I know.
He's got another one in his hand just to taunt.
I'm like,
oh, yeah.
No one from the crew is going to be here tonight. Can you come and single-handedly do all of it? And it's been no problem at all.
Yeah, he knows exactly
where the half-waters
are. He hasn't
showed any of his body parts, and he hasn't said a word. It's pretty amazing.
He rarely does. He just sits back there and laughs.
Lenny's a rock. Lenny's my rock. Look at him. He's still dealing with the waters over there, handling that shit.
Yeah.
He even waited outside when the L.A. Speedweed delivery came, which I placed before I left the house.
Yeah, that's so nice.
He's great.
Wait, where's the L.A. Speedweed guy?
Oh, he's busy tonight.
Speedweeding?
I asked him, I was like, can you show up like with the delivery in the middle of the episode, like interrupt everything and be like Spicoli getting the pizza?
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I'm busy.
He's like, no, Sam's not here.
Yeah. It's like, what porn stars are going to be on? Like,
that's a pretty good
Dave.
Dino.
But Gary, Pete, you think people will be excited that you're sitting in the chair tonight?
I think people will be.
Pete, just anybody who listens.
Well, what? Okay, Dave. What is it about Sam? What is it about Sam that you think is what lacks when it comes to hosting from Sammy?
I don't know because I'm not seeing any difference right now.
Because I stammered. Oh my God.
The best ever.
You motherfucker.
Because he does these lines, right? He don't even remember he does
I know he does these lines. Oh, me?
No,
oh,
you.
Was,
you say
Sam
these
does
lines.
These lines. I was like, mm-hmm.
And the one time Sam was like arguing with you and he's like, hey, I'm getting better. And you were like, bitter, Sam. That's bitter. You meant
bitter.
To say bitter.
I don't even remember it. But how great was that when I said that?
I was,
oh, a good
man.
Joke. Remember
I
that?
Really, I remember when you weren't even on this podcast.
Yeah, you were doing it. Yeah. It just happened one time.
Was I on there the first time you came on?
I don't think the first
no,
time.
No, he was already recurring, and
no.
So were you.
But you're maybe one of the first ones I remember because we were laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Two Shorts Asshole.
Yeah, two
that was
shorts
was that
asshole.
Oh, the Two Shorts
That's
Asshole?
And the Bring the Wood.
I picked it up. I didn't know he had that in his ass.
Just holding it.
He didn't.
Well, you don't.
He didn't. Don't
you
worry.
You don't know that.
I don't know that.
That little
sure.
That little man could put anything in his ass at any time. Nobody knows
Listen,
what he does.
I would say that the anus looked too short, but, you know. Don't, Dave. Can you at least admit that the show's improved to the sense that now there's not anuses laying around that you can play with?
Yeah, okay.
All right, great. All right. Can we put that on our postcard? Yeah, all right, okay. Can we throw that on the postcard?
Yeah, you can put that
yes!
on there.
Come
yeah,
on,
okay.
That. Now, Dave, let's get into business.
Oh, shit. You go, girl.
Hold on, give me a second.
You are prepared.
Now, Dave, you're running something called the LA Podfest. What's
That's
that,
correct,
Gareth. What's that all about, and why are you guys doing that? What are you guys doing that for?
do a podcast festival every year. This year it's going to be Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
At the Sofitel.
Like, have you ever seen Beverly Hills Cop?
I have.
I love that.
It's interesting
movie.
You would bring that up.
Now, is it at the...
I want to talk about that.
I'm ready to talk about Beverly Hills. This is a nice hotel in Beverly Hills, though, huh?
Yeah, it's a nice hotel.
I didn't know they had those in Beverly Hills.
It's so wanky. Did you want some sort of sound effect to happen there, or
I'd love for one.
Well, I don't think it.
That's a score.
I don't think it deserved anything, but nice, I would describe awkward silence.
Nice of you to offer. I'll take
it. But you did a thumbs up after your own joke.
Yeah, I'm doing that to Vicky, Dave. That's not for you to see.
What is
Lenny,
Vicky?
Get his water out of here.
What is Vicky supposed to do?
No, there's no more water.
What is Vicky supposed to do to your goddamn thumb
She's
up?
Supposed to be like, yeah, you know, cheer me on, because I'm killing it with the notes and the interview and everything. So she's supposed to really treat me great. Lenny, can I get a round of waters in here?
What she's supposed to do is laugh at stuff that's actually funny and not when your thumb goes up like a crazy old man. Hey, go ahead and laugh at that one.
For those of you listening, it was a bit. I did mean it as a bit.
Forgot.
No commenting on that one.
Oh my god.
Wait. Oh, will you tell your story, Vicky? What is your big story?
Did you announce to people on Twitter that I was on the show?
No.
What the fuck do you guys do? Like, how do you run this thing? It's like
this is Sunday's release. This is coming out Sunday.
Yeah,
it's
but isn't it also it's not live right now?
It's live.
It's live, yeah.
So why the fuck wouldn't you tell people?
Well, normally there's like 15 people
oh
here that
God.
Do that.
Hold on.
I told Gareth bring crazy stories and then I put my phone away.
I got this.
What are you doing, Lenny?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing, Lenny?
Vicky, what is your
You follow me on Twitter? Did you stop following me?
I would never do that.
He could easily do that.
I have big news, and it's about prison, and that's why.
I just tweeted
it,
Dave.
Lay
it
on me. The reason I was late is because I was watching Prison.
Well, I have a really exciting story.
I was watching Justified. There's a lot of prison this week.
Justified?
What do you mean, Justified? Like, you don't know what the fuck that is?
I don't.
How are you alive?
I don't.
It's like one of the best shows on TV.
Is it scripted?
Someone gets shot, like, every week.
Is it like a drama?
Yes, it's very much like scripted.
It's very much like scripted.
Do you not watch like scripted things?
I do. I just thought, I know you like your reality
prison
shows.
What's your favorite show?
Dave
of all time?
Yeah, what's your best show? What
Lost.
Do you got?
It's my favorite show of all time and the state. But right now, I'm really into ID.
ID?
That's a sketch comedy show. It doesn't matter. It's one of my favorite shows.
What's ID?
The Investigation Discovery.
What? Everybody is... Did I tell you
what
a buddy of mine...
What the fuck are you talking about?
If you're not hip to this yet, it's ID. It's all those... it's real true crime, but they reenact it like pretty terribly, but it's all real stories.
What channel is this on?
ID 285 on
so Discovery's made its own channel where it's all those like murder shows. But I have a friend who is a reenactor.
Uh-oh.
Oh my
a
god!
A lot of those, the ones you just threw under the fucking bus so viciously.
No, I would sign me up.
Oh, shut up, Vicky! Don't come crawling back.
Sign me up.
But it really is fucking what an amazing world. I want to be a reenactor so bad because I was watch because you watch him now that he's my buddy. I watch him and there's somewhere he doesn't say anything, and it's all just like
they
looking at a
never
glass,
do.
Just
yeah.
like.
Well, it's
the
guy's all B-roll.
Like, I was looking at the glass and it had a lot of smudges on it. And then my buddy's just like, oh, wow. That's a smudgy glass.
They never say anything.
There's some where they don't say stuff.
Because you know why? Because it's
money.
It costs some money. Because if they say like more than a couple lines, they got to pay them like $800.
And you know how they are, too. There's got to be people who are just like, come on, I can get this. Just like, wow, look at that glass. And they're like, Hank? No, we said none of that. He's like, sorry, just glass looks so crazy. Like, Hank, you're an under five, so don't do that.
We can't afford that this week, Hank. Okay. We spent a lot of money on blood.
Look at the way it's hitting the light. Hank, you've been warned.
So wait, what channel is this on? I got a...
Do you have DirecTV? It's 285.
Oh, I don't have... Is it just a DirecTV show?
No, you can get it on Time Warner.
No,
Time Warner?
Yeah, I just don't know what channel it would be.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
Investigation Discovery, ID. And it's all fucking true crime shows. And it's the best. It's so
it
great.
It doesn't sound good.
I bet I've seen your friend.
I'm sure you have.
Wicked Attraction,
did
Nightmare
he,
Next
Did he
door.
Have to audition for that? And they're like, you look like you could be a killer.
You know what I think they have now? Is I think they just have a database of people's looks. and they try to make him look like the real person, wow. but it really is not accurate.
That's really amazing.
But the best one is my buddy had to play twin neo-Nazis.
Oh.
So he had to play both the guys.
Yeah.
So when you know that he's not a twin right off the bat, you're just in heaven.
He had to do that twice.
Yeah, he had to cut his nines in half.
This was his whole day. Yeah. Okay, you got to change shirts again.
All right, now you're the one who's more miserable. And you had the plaid on. Exactly. Thanks. And then no more sandwiches. You've had a few sandwiches. We're trying to keep those for everybody over there.
Oh, okay.
Nope, just quarter bottle of water.
Nope, and drink half of that. All right, don't look at the gum. Thanks. Vicky, what is your story?
Oh, you got a story.
Okay, I go on Facebook.
She's been teasing the story.
And my like inbox, okay.
I don't like it already.
There's someone I don't know. It. It's a woman I don't know, but the last name sounds familiar, like something from my hometown. So there I'm like, go. I must know. So I click on it. It says, hey, Vicky, I'm glad I found you. You used to be friends with my brother when you were younger, Joe Sweeney. He would like your address. He would like to write to you.
From prison.
From prison.
Because who else wants to write to your address?
And why wouldn't they find me themselves?
Except a guy in prison. Hey, I can't get on a computer to find you. I would like to write you an old-fashioned hard copy letter to your home. Hello, Vicky. How was your vagina? Signed, oh Joey.
What if it says that? What if the letter says that?
Why else would he be trying to write to you?
Well, here's the thing.
It's gonna be straight. Like, how are you? What are you doing? How's your
butthole? Send me your pubes.
Yes.
Hey, what? How are you? Do you still talk to Tom? Can I have your pubes in the mail? Right back. P.S. Pubes for real.
You know I don't have any, Gareth. That's unfair.
Wait. Lenny's like, how do you know? No, I don't know, Lenny.
From talking about
I'm
it.
I'm a guy.
Oh, my God.
Lenny, is she being truthful? Does she have no pube, but does she have a hairy asshole?
I have no hair.
Anywhere? Same goes for five-year-old girls. Not awkward. Oh not God. Awkward at all. Not awkward.
I have a whole bit about this, and I'm not going to do it here. I want to talk about my prison pen pal.
You have a whole bit. Keep going. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
So, all right, let's write him back right now.
So this is. I wish
what
I had the fucking
name?
Letter. His name's Joe Sweeney. So this
even
is what happened.
Everybody's leaving. The sound guy's leaving. Everyone's fucking walking out.
He's like, yeah, we're fine. Oh, we were going to put this out. We just want to hang out with
I
you.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't record the show.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
Every week I wouldn't record the show.
That's a great policy.
How long until people notice? I bet it'd be at least 5 weeks.
Oh, my God.
It'd be so long.
Sam listens to this. He will kill himself.
No, we really... It's so funny because on Dave's show, it's nothing but shitting on each other and the show. Like one time.
No, not on Dave's show.
Sometimes Sam said something about what would we do with the show if he killed himself. And I said that I would be so happy the show was over and I could stop. And I think he was mad at me for weeks. He just.
But
didn't
one of those great Sam mads where he's like, no, it's cool. No, it's fine.
I know you're kidding. I know you're kidding.
It's fine. And then he just gets into a car and an airbag deploys. You're like, Jesus, what Sam?
I have to text
him. No, it's
him,
fine.
Like,
you no, know- I just punched the dash. Oh, it's fine.
You know I'm really kidding. I would be very upset if anything happened to you.
Sam's a nice guy.
Sam is a sweetie. But what are you
really
are you going to write? Are you going to give? Did you give your address?
What'd you do?
I'm going to read you the article about why he's in prison.
Ah, mm-hmm. Vicky.
Okay? And I want.
So there's a second
So you did
course.
Research.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I read it when it first came out in 2007.
Oh, so you already knew he was in prison.
I knew he was
in
prison.
Should we take guesses as to what we think he went in for?
I'm going to say it has to do with meth.
Okay.
And stolen property.
All right.
Don't forget, we're from New Jersey.
And,
oh, New Jersey, if that helps.
Stolen property and some nudity.
All right. I'm going to say it's more of a violent crime.
Uh-huh.
Although the problem is Vicky loves investigation discovery so much that she might end up... Keep your eye on her, Lenny, because if this guy's a violent criminal, she'll be there in no time. I would say...
She likes to be covered in blood.
I would say... I'll go with manslaughter.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. You're going deep.
Yeah. Nice charge.
All right. Yeah, this is charge. This is an excerpt from the Bergen Record, Sunday, January 21st, 2007. The donut bandit ran on Duncan, but police say he isn't running anymore.
Okay, first of all, the writer should be in jail.
That's the first line about a childhood friend's fate.
Yeah.
Someone was like, how can I make it clever?
Yeah.
Paramus police on Saturday night apprehended a man suspected in a string of donut shop robberies after chasing him south in the Garden State Parkway from Paramus to Elmwood Park. The chief detective for the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office said that the suspect, Joseph Sweeney, 24, is responsible for at least 5 robberies in the past month. Since December 29th.
Well, how much can you get from a donut shop?
That, I don't understand that.
It's just because it's open late?
Or is
or
it
early?
Just like he's like obsessed with being like known as a guy.
The donut
the
guy.
The donut robber. Yeah.
Were they Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes.
Motherfucker.
Specifically.
He just hated that little guy who made the donuts.
He loved that coffee. Yeah. He'd be like, give me all your money. And a small.
I'm going to take all the take a penny, leave a pennies. And then I'll have a small macchiato.
Don't
look in the face.
Now here's where I'm going to say things went from bad to worse.
Oh, God, let there be nudity.
Since December 29th.
Come on, manslaughter.
The Dunkin' Donuts dough snatcher has targeted at least 5 of the tasty pastry shops in Bergen County, authorities said. During one robbery
in
Karlstad.
I mean, come on, get out of Bergen. Go over to Trenton.
At some point.
The thief jumped the shop's counter with a knife.
Oh.
And chased down an employee.
Sure.
He then dragged her back to the register and took $400 in cash.
Why the fuck didn't she give it up? What's she running for?
Yeah.
Well,
just give up the fucking
really.
Cash, donut lady.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts corporate was aware of this and told their employees, just let him take it.
Yeah.
Like, they were ready for this guy. So she tried to run away. He tried to stop her.
No, he didn't rape her.
No,
murder that you would maybe say a lesser
nudity,
degree.
No murder, but there was heroin. He was a heroin addict, apparently. Which
man, you shouldn't get chased down by a heroin addict.
No, yeah,
you know what I mean.
Really,
you're really not.
Worst
a good
case
runner.
Scenario, you just go bags of heroin, and it buys you 30 seconds
also,
at least.
Wait, I brought a picture of him.
Oh Jesus,
he's also 140 pounds and 6 feet tall.
Well, that's
so
not,
this is like
my
friend.
Heroin addicts aren't fat. I mean,
he was always small, but he wasn't always
Mickey,
a heroin addict.
I hate to say this, I think you got a cleaner upper on your hands right here.
Yep.
I think this is the sort of car you buy now. You work on it in the yard for a couple years.
Yeah.
2 summers from now, you're sitting pretty.
Put a little.
He has been in jail since 2007.
So how long is he in jail for?
Oh, this guy can fuck.
He's going to be in jail until March of 2018.
Okay, that's good.
That's fine. That,
what about parole, though? He could get out early.
I would say that there's the chance of parole. And worst case scenario, it's a chance for you guys to get to know each other.
That's Matt. Oh, yeah. He's not eligible for parole. He's going to serve the whole thing.
Well, the point is you guys have some time to get to know each other. You know, I mean, maybe it's sure. Is it crazy that there's no parole? That's crazy. Sure. But he seems like a nice guy. And he's not on Facebook.
You want to hear his alias?
Oh, so bad. So bad.
It's pretty good. He's really creative. Joseph Schneider.
Ah!
Yeah, he really throws everybody for a loop.
Whoa! Wait, they're the same guy?
Wait, Schneider is Sweeney?
No!
That would all make sense!
Wait, that's why they're both always robbing donut places that are the same guy and keep calling themselves Joseph on accident.
Holy shit.
It's pretty
so
shocking.
So did you give your address?
Yeah, I did.
As you fucking should.
Fuck? What do you think about that? Are you pleased, Lenny, or are you not?
Lenny shrugs.
Lenny isn't. Bothers Lenny.
It's kind of.
I mean,
he's like a husk.
The donut murderer might bother Lenny.
He's not a murderer, though.
Well, not yet, but like I said, I see this guy spreading his wings and flying. I see big things for this guy criminally.
I don't know. I think that if you don't give it up to him, he's going to kill you.
Well, oh, my God.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't want to scare you.
Now wait. It's 2014. You guys have 4 years to move. Plenty of time.
Yep. Lenny, are you into three ways with another dude and you tied to a chair?
Now, Lenny, what's your feeling on having sex with a donut while a gun's to your head? How do you feel about that? Because I see that coming.
I brought some pictures of us when we were young.
Jesus Christ. Here. You're like my cousin Vinny.
You got pictures of Sweeney? Schneider?
Wait, are you
Wait,
in
which,
these?
Which?
I'm not. I'm not.
Oh,
in
man, I thought you were
that. That was not me.
Is that him?
I mean, look, what a nice guy this is.
But
this
let me
is
see.
Us through our
okay, is he...
There's us in the lunchroom in the cafeteria
yeah,
of our high
is
school.
Is he Sweeney
lunch.
Here or
He's
is he Schneider
lunch.
Here? Oh,
there's
that guy's
us at the
clearly
mall.
Fucked in the head.
Wait, but Garrett, here's the best part. When I was looking
that's
through
not
these...
a normal dude. He looks like a fucking ghoul.
Also, Dave, I want to point you to the frying pan rack in the back. That's some beautiful shit there,
that
too.
That is a nice frying pan rack.
Nice.
Oh, look, your friend doesn't have sleeves on his shirt. Well, that's cool. I didn't know that you were hanging out.
Drinking early.
What
oh
is
my
this?
God.
Fucking England in 1982?
Seriously, that is England.
What the fuck is that?
And then here's one
this
of
this guy's
him.
About to go beat up some black guys and listen to The Clash?
Here's
what's
one of
happening
him.
There?
This, he's in the middle here, Dave, and I think
holy
you can see he's got a good way, good expression going on.
Oh, my God. How did this guy get addicted to heroin? How did the guy in back who's pasty white staring at the ground
how
get
did
addicted
the guy
to
in
heroin?
Back on heroin get hooked on heroin?
I don't know. I just thought
these
he
pictures
smoked weed.
Do you know do not help
well,
you at all.
That's the only thing I could find at such short notice. But
Dave really is acting like a counselor right now because he keeps a, he's doing little moves. Like
Vicky, you are guilty.
Dave's pacing around the whole studio, disgusted. But Gareth, I found another little gem while I was looking through all my old pictures.
Wait a minute, we have not decided whether or not he's been fucked in prison.
Oh,
wait,
I have. I'm sorry, did I not verbalize it?
This is,
he yeah, has been.
That'll be a hold up.
He
I think
has
he's
been.
He's in a youth facility, and I think it's because he's so small.
Oh, they like to bang.
Shut
they
the
like
fuck.
To bang
he, how can he be
most.
In a youth facility?
He went in at 24. I mean, he's
donuts.
Already 30
it's adorable.
Now.
But that doesn't mean you go to you don't go to youth.
Is I only like know
have,
the address.
Does he have like kidding. The IQ of a kumquat? He's like, got, why the fuck is he?
He's got a great lawyer who's trying adults as children. It's a great twist. This guy's out of the box. Most people didn't see that as an option.
No, Your Honor, he's a boy.
Your Honor, he loves donuts. We got to try this grown-ass man as a boy.
Look
Your
at
Honor.
The look at the size of this guy.
Look
he's a boy.
Your
he's
Honor,
a
look at
boy.
That pimple. This is a growing adolescent boy.
Look at how tiny he is. Hey, let me bring in his friend who doesn't have sleeves. And then see. You show me who's the boy out of the pair of these guys.
That is crazy. Why does he get to go to a youth facility?
I don't know. These are some of the questions I can ask when I write back.
Well,
I won't write the first letter because I don't
no,
know what
I will. Got it.
I will.
You want to write it right now?
Oh, my God. I want to write it.
Do you think he'd be mad that this is happening? Or
yes.
Do you think,
yep.
Yeah. Yeah. He's mad about yeah. everything.
Oh, so I mean. Don't.
He'd be mad and I'd say, you know, it's the kind of guy you don't want having your address. Sure. If I'm, you know, if I'm being honest.
I don't know. I.
Imagine when he gets out every
right.
time he drives past a donut shop. He just
oh man,
I made so many mistakes.
Or he goes into Dunkin' Donuts and they're like, "Sorry, man, you're in like the corporate video."
Lifetime ban.
Oh
no, I just want to get some munchkins. Sorry, man, get the fuck out of here. My name's Joseph Sweeney. Get out.
I mean Schneider.
Schneider.
Get out. Well, yeah, I'm definitely down to write the letter to him. Dave and I could each write half. We could write it in crayon. I think we could just put snot in an envelope and say it was from you, and he'd write back.
Yep.
I'm just wondering what the letter's going to say. What could it possibly be about?
Here's what I want you to do. Oh. I want you to grow two pubes and
Vicky,
cut them off.
Grow two out. Lenny, can she grow it out for the summer? Oh, just two of them. Pigtails? We can't do pigtails?
Lenny says no. That's the first thing he's drawn the line on in years.
This guy has your home address. He's like, hey. Grow two pubes. He's like, absolutely not. Not in my house. I'm not a goddamn monster.
No, you can tell criminals where I live, but I don't want any pubes floating around my business.
What if they fell off?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Be somewhere in the house.
Yeah.
I've never
much
been
like
in
the
a,
murderer with an axe.
I've never been in a scenario where like a felon has my information or asked for it or I knew someone. Like,
but
this
you're
is
from
crazy.
Jersey.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Counselor. All right. Okay.
Fair point, counselor.
All right.
Point
I mean,
Anthony.
There was a lot of illegal stuff going on, but it was never like big crimes. It was like underage drinking or weed or bullshit stuff. It wasn't,
donut robberies.
It wasn't like robberies or. But he once he stopped that girl, that was it. Kidnapping.
Oh yeah.
Deadly
yeah.
weapon.
Yeah.
Like the charges he has.
Yeah, they escalate.
Much like a boy.
Hey.
Crimes that a boy would commit.
Now, hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
He has hazel eyes.
Vicky,
the
you didn't say that.
The whole thing changes.
Everything's different.
we worked
who's
at a deli
my green-eyed
together.
Girl?
Huh? Why do you think? Why do you think he wanted your address?
I don't know.
Did
That's
he,
what's
did you
the
guys
craziest
ever
part.
Make out in high school? I don't know if I'm using this term correctly. Were you ever finger blasted by Joe Sweeney? Thank you. I think it's an important question.
Before you answer,
I think it's an important question.
Vicky, let me just say, what a great question. And now, Vicky, why don't you say yes to the question we're all waiting to have answered?
What's funny is I so assumed you guys would ask if I fucked Joe Sweeney that I could say no easily. I can't believe how specific you got. That I have to say yes.
Ah! Yeah! You got finger blasted by Joe Schneider / Sweeney.
Yay!
When he's finger blasting, he's Schneider. When he's not, he's Sweeney.
Where are you going, Schneider? Oh, no. I'm Sweeney now. I'm all done with you. So
that's it. So you're the girl that in prison... When he puts his mattresses together and he gets some tape and wraps it up, he takes newspaper, right?
And he
wraps tape around it, and then he puts it between two mattresses, and he gets some grease from the kitchen, and he just fucks that thing. He thinks of you.
He just goes, "This just in."
Oh my god!
That's called prison lovemaking,
Vicky. He has. He has a drawing of you up on the bricks there where most people have tick marks of how many days they have left. He has like a fecal urine drawing of you that he remembers you with sort of different colored hair.
It has like a mohawk.
Yeah, it has a little mohawk that he looks at while he fucks his newspaper
and
mattress hole.
And he just does finger exercises every day.
He's like, "I'm going to show her what a man I am when I get out." "Get out of the yard already, Schneider." He's like, "No! I got to lift these 2.5 ounce weights more. My little Vicky needs a blasting. I heard she's growing her pubes out for the summer. Get in here."
I wish the Illuminati could see your finger exercises that you're actually doing. Charlie, where's the vine? Charlie, we need you.
Oh, my God. I can't believe.
All right, so did that change the story?
Yeah,
completely everything's different.
It reminds me of when we found out he had hazel eyes. Everything's changed.
It's all sort of makes sense. Like when you pulled out these pictures of a little white freak and went, "See, he was normal," and everyone went, "God, no, he's not." Like
he's
it
dying.
All makes sense now.
He's a vampire.
He's dying. Look, here's my friend. He has AIDS. Look,
here's my friend. He's a vampire with bad skin.
I felt like that didn't happen until the mugshot, and I felt like the drugs were involved.
He looks like Val Kilmer in Tombstone.
Hey, guys, they put skin on heroin.
He's heroin personified? Is that what you're trying to say?
Essentially, my point's that, yeah.
He was, like, born to do heroin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. See, I thought maybe I was someone that he saw as, like, a positive influence in his
life.
Well,
in the sense
someone
that you
that
let his
the
fingers
right
inside of you. He did. And I mean, that really is true. I can't imagine what would happen if you took away my freedom, what I would do thinking about the women who had let me touch them.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It would just be graphic.
Especially that little freaking, he didn't get to teach a lot. He didn't get to touch a lot of women. First of all, he's 60 pounds in high school. And he's like,
surrounded by 9-year-olds in jail right now. So times are tough. He was tried as a child, you see.
So, all right, now I'm trying to work backwards. So he goes in at 24, which means there must have been a period of time where he was like a serious drug addict.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, serious drug addict, yeah.
So then, okay, I mean, I knew him in high school, but the incident happened that I was in college. He might have been done with high school. I don't remember where he was at. But I'm saying, young but old, a little bit older, late teens, early 20s. So you're saying maybe
he didn't get a lot of action.
Yeah.
He went straight. He went straight from finger blasting you to heroin, and so now his memories of women are like, oh man.
Yeah.
Remember that one incident at Vicky's college?
Yeah, they're all sitting. Yeah, they're all sitting around. Yeah. You know, junkyard eating beans over a fire. I've never been to jail, and so I don't know. But they're all sitting around the fire eating beans with spoons. And they're talking about women and.
Right.
Attention switches to old Joe, and he goes, "I remember one." And they're like, "Joe, is this about Vicky again?" He goes, "No, no, no. Yeah. But anyway,
no, this girl's name was Mickey.
This is Mickey.
Mickey Mezza.
She had a yellow mohawk. Yeah, not pink like that other one. And man, she let me finger her one time. And am I right, brothers?
Oh my God, it felt like a donut.
Oh man,
like a donut on my finger. And I gotta go snort something. Oh man.
Oh, frosting.
So this letter you don't think is going to be like, hey, Vicky, it's Joe. I'm in prison.
Oh,
I've
totally.
Changed.
Oh, he's going to totally softball you. But all he wants is his fingers back in your prison.
This is what he's going to say. I kept all the fucking money. I'm going to take you to heaven on my fingers.
I kept every Vicky, $400
baby, score. I know you're probably like, I've moved on, but I sure haven't. I saved over $500 from all the donut robbing and kidnapping I did back then.
Oh, my fingers are big now. They're like little Joe Piscopo's.
Oh, Vic, you got to see my fingers. It looks like I have Andre the Giant's hand. I'm ready to blast. By the way, what's Facebook? A lot of these kids I'm in jail with talk about it. Have I lost relevancy? Send donuts and your two pubes. Joe Sweetsy.
Dos Pubos.
New alias.
Just Sweetsy. Oh,
wow.
Oh,
my God. That's fucking amazing.
Wow. Well, good stuff,
Vicky.
I'm
really proud of you.
Thought it'd be a great story. I was going to be like, guess what? I'm going to have some insight into prison. You love prison, Dave.
Let this be a lesson
really
to all the young ladies out there. Don't let ghouls finger you in high school.
I didn't know he was going to be a felon.
How did
all
you not?
All the signs were there.
Look at
sure.
the goddamn pictures. Everybody
water.
Knew he was going to be a felon.
I spit water.
His teachers were like, oh, he's going to be a felon. There wasn't a person alive looking at that kid in high school that didn't go, this kid is going to be a felon.
There was one incident. Like, you ever see someone do something and you're like, that's not right?
Yeah. Every time I'm on this podcast with Sam.
Like fucking the chicken sandwich. We were walking home from a diner one time, and he had taken a butter knife from the diner. And as
sure.
we were walking down the street, and this is the middle of the fucking night
sure.
in the summer, he just walked down the street, and he scratched like two or three cars with it.
Yeah.
And I don't ever do – I like to follow the rules. I like to be crazy in a very orderly, safe, legal way. So I was like, what are you doing?
You must have been really turned on.
That
was like,
no, that
doing?
Was my first tip off. Like, that was – he's breaking the law.
Had you guys already made finger coitus at that time?
No.
No. Interesting. So then you're like, don't do that. You're a bad boy.
No,
your legs part. And he's
you.
Like, oh, I'm going to take out two fingers.
I'm going to pretend I'm smoking a cigarette and putting it out in your vagina.
His house was like the house in town where like we're all in high school, but it's the summer and you can go like he has a stoop. It's just like a movie. Like you could smoke blunts on his stoop, drink 40s on his stoop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What
like, this
movie
was a
is
real...
this? What high school movie is this?
Kids. It's the movie Kids.
Oh,
She's like, it's like that, those classic movies.
Maybe that's what he wants to see. He wants to read it. Dearest Vicky, my fingers have AIDS.
Vicky, I have a finger child here in prison I've been raising. Just want to let
you
know,
Vicky.
I think you're the mom.
I named it after his mom.
Her name's Little Vic. She's got pink hair, just like mama.
I'm pretty
that's
sure.
That's why he's in the youth facility.
Did you spill too?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can make a baby with fingers.
A lot of the kids here are telling me you can. They're six and think cavemen and dinosaurs were around at the same time too.
Wait, but speaking of my past, you know, relationships,
here
when I was
go.
Looking through these pictures,
yep.
I found this written on one of
Lenny's
the envelopes.
Up, he's enough.
What, Costco?
Gareth, I feel like that would only be, you know who that is, L-O-O.
No, who is this?
This is the story I told in Toronto where you guessed the person's name. I told the story in Toronto, and he said out loud the person's name, not knowing he just guessed.
Wait, what did Lou do to you again?
Little Dick Lou.
Or what did you Lou do to
Little
Lou?
Dick
is that
Lou.
What it is?
Little Dick Lou.
That's right. Now it's
That's a nursery rhyme, right?
Little Dick Lou.
Little Dick Lou.
How does it go?
Little Dick Lou was full of piss and poo.
And
didn't know what
started sniffing glue.
Started sniffing glue. Little Dick Lou.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then he started robbing Dunkin' Donuts.
Little Dick Lou.
I had a really great history of of guys before Lenny. Really,
I wouldn't. I'm not sure it's gone up that much. Honestly,
it's definitely gone up.
Lenny's like
it's gone up a lot.
Lenny's just saving up his snap, and it's like 10 years of saving it up, and then he's just gonna go fucking ape shit.
You think I'm gonna be on ID? Am I a candidate for murder?
Yeah, you'll be really happy though. You'll be the only person who'll be like, "That's my dream," and they'll be like, "No, you're dead, Vicky.
You're dead."
Yes. Just use the real me.
Vicky, why don't you try to get on the show as a
reenactor.
Reenactors.
You're talking to a guy who has his finger on the pulse.
Yeah,
here.
I did. Well, I had no idea I was that close to
They shoot in Maryland. Are you willing to relocate?
No.
Will you give Joe your new address if you do?
Of course.
So make sure he can find you guys and murder you guys.
I've been checking for this fucking letter. I can't wait to see what it says.
Have
and
you
now
seen,
you guys really have me creeped.
Have you ever seen Midnight Express? The movie Midnight Express? When a guy gets caught trying to take heroin out of Turkey, and then he gets thrown into Turkish prison, and he gets so fucked with over the years that his girlfriend comes to visit, and he's just like, "Just show me your tits," and she like takes her top off, and he's just sitting there crying and jerking off. That's where I want the story to go.
You know what? It is almost worth just having a visit with him. I mean, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Okay. I would never want to get ahead of ourselves. And I'm not saying we do, but it would be great if there was a visit and we could
film. Well, there was a few things I was thinking, like, do you think he could call in? Do you think that we could record something if I went there to visit? What if I went there? What if I went? I go home every year. What if I went there and
I don't know if you can record that.
Would they allow that?
It depends on the state. If he would,
you probably can't.
I bet you can't.
I bet they're very, very specific about filming. But
I bet they're very specific about recording in New Jersey.
recording inside prisons in New Jersey, especially child prisons where he somehow ended up. Yeah, I sounded like I had a point. I didn't.
No, it really sounded like you were going somewhere.
No, right? That was a good.
Yeah, it was.
You know, I think that says a lot about the death penalty. It felt like that, right? But it didn't. Never had the punch. You know, I think that's not on him. That's on the system.
That is on the system.
What now? What about the 45? You wanted to talk about the 45 celebrities who've killed people, Vicky? Did you see that list?
Oh yeah, I saw that list today. I was just thinking, you know, like this guy's doing 13 years, and some of these celebrities
13 years for what he did.
Nobody got hurt. Look, I get if I was the girl, or you know, I understand that's very traumatic, and I'm not trying to.
If the girl's listening, which there's no way she is, our hearts go out to you.
He's doing 10 years. Right,
he got sentenced to 13 though, but I think I think it settled on 11. Maybe that's why no parole. I don't know. It's very. It just seems excessive.
May.
But I don't know.
2008?
Oh, it seems excessive, does it, Vicky?
A little bit.
Well, do you think you're maybe biased?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very biased.
I think.
Okay, you're right. Maximum term is 13 years. Minimum term is 11 years.
Just because I brought in all those old photos of us together.
I mean, wow.
That all my friends and
you know
the great
what?
Time
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna call him Joe. I'm going to call him 00404-1290.
That's what you should write back if he writes you. Give him that. Dear 004.
Oh, my God.
I hope this letter finds you well. Oops. We should erase that. Not going to. Because I know it doesn't.
And people will read it, right? They're going to read it.
Oh, like people's. Yeah.
Like they.
But you know what? There's a whole coded language. To writing letters to prisoners and prisoners writing back.
Yep.
You can do like little stamps mean something, like
yep.
Like a little heart means murder, like a skull and crossbones means
the first
nothing.
Letter of each word you put, so you put out like, I dug the finger blasting, like you put that in.
If you could acronym that out, I mean, that's not going to be hard to do.
Yeah.
Again, that's why I think Dave and I are going to be great on this project. I think we're really going to come up with a great letter to send him, one that'll really mess with his head.
For sure.
I think that's great, and I think that's the resolution.
When can I expect to see this letter?
I'm down to go to Swingers right now and work on it all night until we got it. I don't know where Dave's heart is on the project.
That's all I was thinking about.
I'm just excited. It's been a while since I've had a job I'm really excited about.
It's been a while since I've been able to sit down and pen a letter to a gentleman.
Dearest Joe. Near a campfire, do it with an inkwell.
I said, can I even type it, or is that...
No, you got to handwrite it.
Save cursive.
Look,
right?
He's not going to jerk off to a font. It's your penmanship that's going to keep him hard for all those years when he's fucking that mattress alone.
Yep. banging it.
In front of 6 and 7 year olds who are like, Mommy.
Banging it. Just banging that mattress, calling it Vicky.
It sounds like you might be in mall security. That sounds like where he maybe got sentenced.
He's going back in. He's not getting out and going straight. He's going back in. This guy's a fucking lifer. This guy's a lifer. Look at him.
This is just from one photo. That's just from that one mugshot.
No, you have
the
story. No, Dave saw the other photos, too, to be fair. I don't think that's fair.
What's he going to do? Is he going to get out and be like, I'm clean now? And someone's going to be like, hey, Joe.
Yeah?
You want a little taste of this?
Oh, no, man. I'm clean, like I said, man.
You, hey, Joe.
Yeah?
You sure?
No, I'll do it. The Joe Sweeney Snyder story.
That might be the episode. Right. That might be the episode.
There we
title.
Go. All right, Dave, what do you have to plug? I mean, what's going on? What do you got? I understand you're doing something called the LA Pod Fest.
Yeah, since September.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Buy my album.
What's your album title?
Shame Chamber.
Shame Chamber. Dave Anthony.
You buy that shit.
And you're at Dave Anthony on Twitter.
I'll be at the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York on March 29th Whoa. With Judah Freelander, Mark Norman, and Greg Barrett.
All right. All right.
So fucking do that shit.
Yeah. And Vicky, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, we have some All Things Comedy announcements to make. We are featuring the Road Stories podcast with Murray Valeriano. He's had on great guests. Like Brian Regan, Jake Johansson, Chris Hardwick, Doug Benson, Maria Bamford, and Greg Barron.
Sorry, this sound effects button is just stuck over here. It's a nightmare.
How dare you. Road Stories was selected new and notable on iTunes, and USA Today listed it in its best comedy podcast of 2013. That's another ATC
That's a
comedian.
That's a different
by the way.
Entirely. So it looks like all the fart buttons are stuck. We'll call the guy. He is not
Whose co-host was a guest. And by the way, it's all another.
I don't think Dave's really listening to what you're saying, Vicky. He just knows when there's fart gaps.
Oh my God. Okay, we have to go. Get Jackie Cation's album on allthingscomedy.com. Go on Netflix and watch Tom Segura's special. Thank you, Illuminati.
All right.
Free Joe Sweeney Schneider.
Yeah. All right, bye.
I found a picture of you. What hijacked my world at night? To a place in the past we've been cast out of. Oh, now we're back in the fight. We're back on the train.
This show is usually people blathering nonsense and one guy going, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me say something. No, just everyone shut up for a minute. That's what the show usually is. And then he says something boring.